Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, what verses? Seven. Ye me swadharma nidatasya tapak samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vidyata bhagavat prasadaha. Tadeva te madanu sevana yadu rudhan. Drishtim papasya vitanam yaboyan ashokan. Ye me swadharma niratasya tapat samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vidyata bhagavat prasada. Tad eva te madanu sevana yanu rudhan. Dvishtim papashya vitaram yaboyan ashokan. Ye, those which, by me, Swadharma, own religious life, Niratasya, fully equipped with, fully occupied with, Tapaha, in austerity, Samadhi, in meditation, Vidya, in Krishna consciousness, Atma Yoga, by fixing the mind, Vijitaha, achieved. Bhagavat Prasada, the blessings of the Lord, Tan them, Eva, even, Te, by you, Mat, to me, Anusevanaya, by devoted service. Avarunhad, obtained. Drishtim, transcendental vision. Papashya, just see. Vitarami, I am giving. Abhayad, which are free from fear. Ashokan, which are free from lamentation. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kautama Muni continued, I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not yet experienced these achievements, which are free from fear and limitation, I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now just look at them. I am giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. Purport. Devahuti engaged only in the service of Kartika Muni. She was not supposed to be so advanced in austerity, ecstasy, meditation, or Krishna consciousness. But imperceptibly, she was sharing her husband's achievements, which she could neither see nor experience. Automatically, she achieved these graces of the Lord. What are the graces of the Lord? It is stated here that the graces of the Lord are abhaya, free from fearlessness. I'm sorry, free from fearfulness. In the material world, if someone accumulates $1 million, he is always full of fear because he is always thinking, what if the money is lost? But the benediction of the Lord, Bhagavat Prasada, is never to be lost. It is simply to be enjoyed. There is no question of loss. One simply gains and enjoys gaining. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. When one achieves the grace of the Lord, the result is that sarva dukkhani, all distresses, are destroyed. When situated in the transcendental position, one is freed from the two kinds of material diseases, hankering and lamentation. This is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. After devotional life begins, we can achieve the full result of love of Godhead. Love of Krishna is the highest perfection of Bhagavat Prasad, or divine mercy. This transcendental achievement is so greatly valuable that no material happiness can compare to it. Prabodh Ananda Saraswati said that if one achieves the grace of Lord Chaitanya, he becomes so great that he does not care a fig even for the demigods. He thinks of monism as hellish, and for him the perfection of controlling the senses is as easy as anything. Heavenly pleasures become to him no more than stories. Actually, there is no comparison between material happiness and transcendental happiness. Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridashpur Akash Push Payate Durdandindriya Kala Sarpa Patali Prodkatatam Strayate Vishwam Purnasukayate Vidimehendradish Chakitayate Yat Karunya Kataksha Vai Bhavavatam Tam Eva Guram Stumaha. Promote Nanda Saraswati's prayer that we offer our homage to that golden Lord Mahaprabhu. His devotees are empowered by the glance, sidelong glance of his mercy. In the Vastu Shastra it says that you should not build your house directly in front of the altar of the temple. The deity is looking outside the door, through the door. His drishti will cause you harm. It's too powerful. You should not situate your front door directly facing the front door of the deity. You know, you should not place your front door within the direct darshan of the deity. Too powerful. So the Lord is giving his mercy by out the corner of his eyes, kataksha. His direct drishti is too powerful. Just like Krishna wanted to give his mercy to Sudama Vipra. So he wanted Sudama to give him something. He had nothing but this poha that he had brought from home, wrapped in his anchala, Krishna said, and he didn't offer it to Krishna. He was embarrassed. Why can't I give this to Krishna? Look at this. I've come to his palace. I mean, served like a prince. Krishna is sitting me on his own bed. The goddess of fortune, Rukmini, is fanning me. And I'm going to offer a handful of poha? So he didn't even mention it. But Krishna saw, you're hiding something. You have a gift for me. And he made Sudama give it to him. And he took. He said, poha, my favorite. You remember from school. You remember my favorite food. And he took one handful and he ate it. And he took a second handful. And he wanted to take a third. And Rukmini Devi grabbed his arm and said, no, Lord, you cannot. You should not do this. You've taken his offering two handfuls. He'll get enough opulence to conquer the universe. From that, you cannot give him a third. You cannot take a third handful. So the Lord has to limit how much he's taking from his devotee and how much he's giving. Otherwise, it's too much. Therefore, he gives Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we just get a glance of mercy from the corner of his eye, not even looking directly at us. We don't have to become a big man, you know, to attract the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can be off in the corner, in the back, and we will receive his kataksha. Maybe we won't be the man in the front, sitting right, you know, in the front row, in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That doesn't matter. Yet Karunya Kataksha, even those devotees who receive his sidelong glance of mercy, they become empowered. Not just empowered with some ability to control things and people. That's material power. Not just charisma, power to impress people and attract followers. Or attract money. What does being of attract women? This is not the power, that's not mercy to get that kind of power. The empowerment that is the result of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is something very special. If you're empowered by that merciful glance, and the word is vaibhavavatam. Vaibhava means power, opulence. But there's a special kind of opulence that comes from the glance of mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not any material kind. When you have that power, that opulence, mystic, pure spiritual opulence given to you by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then kaivalyam narakayate. These are the symptoms. For you, liberation becomes worse than hell. Everybody's influenced by this Mayavad propaganda to think that impersonal liberation is the perfection of life. But someone who has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy can understand that it's better to go to hell than to merge into the Brahma Jyoti. Kaivalyam is no better than going to hell. Jai Shri Krishna Balaram. Jai Shri Gaurinita. No better than going to hell. Worse than going to hell. In hell, you can chant Hare Krishna. It may not be comfortable there. You may be in pain and tormented. But you can chant and you can preach in hell. Plenty of suffering living entities who will listen to you. You can preach nicely in hell. And you can chant Krishna's names and remember Krishna. But in the Kaivalyam, you don't have a tongue. You don't have any ears. You're not even supposed to have a mind. How are you going to do Shravanam and Kirtanam with no ear and no tongue? How are you going to do Smaranam with no mind? So the Kaivalya, therefore, is worse than hell. Anyway, the verse goes on. We've gone over this before. The wonderful heavenly planets and all their opulences are of no importance. They're no more real for a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than flowers in the sky, which don't exist. There are no flowers in the sky. And heaven may be there, but it might as well be nothing. And so on. Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Getting the mercy of the Lord, one gets the real blessings, the real opulence, to transcend material attachment and to be able to enjoy real life, to lose interest in material pleasure. Kardama Muni is now blessing his wife, and the first immediate result of that blessing is she will get all material opulence because she underwent so much deprivation. She didn't enjoy life. She didn't take care of her body. Now he's going to restore her beauty and her health and give her wonderful opulence and give her children. Every woman wants children. He will give her all of that. All material desires will be fulfilled. But that's only the side benefit. She will get spiritual perfection. She will get that when she hears the instructions of her son Kapiladev. So the blessing of Kardama is not material, there are just some material side effects. Along with the spiritual perfection, she'll get also material pleasure. Okay, that's allowable. It's not good to want material things, to have any material desire. Our desire should be pure. We should be pure devotees. But what Krishna forces on us material happiness, what can we do? We have to suffer it. Bunjita, evatma kritam vipakam. Bunj means two things, to enjoy and to suffer. The good things you have to enjoy, the bad things you have to suffer. And if Krishna forces on you, what can you do? Madhavendra Puri did not want anybody to respect him. He hated becoming famous. He ran away from it. But it was chasing him. Wherever he went, he was famous. He was glorified. Krishna forced it on him. He didn't want it, but he had it. He could not refuse it. So if Krishna gives us material benefits, then what can we do? We have to accept. We can try to refuse, but Krishna can be very insistent. Let me read the last purport of Prabhupada's, the last paragraph of the purport. By the grace of Kardama Muni, Devahuti experienced actual realization simply by serving. We get a similar example in the life of Narada Muni. In his previous life, Narada was a maidservant's son, but his mother was engaged in the service of great devotees. He got the opportunity to serve the devotees, and simply by eating the remnants of their foodstuff and carrying out their orders, he became so elevated that in his next life he became the great personality Narada. For spiritual achievement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him with heart and soul. That is the secret of success. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his 8 stanzas of prayer to the spiritual master, Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadho, by serving or receiving the grace of the spiritual master, one receives the grace of the Supreme Lord. By serving her devotee husband, Kardama Muni, Devahuti shared in his achievements. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously. We worship the Guru in the Gayatri Mantra as Krishnananda. What does he have that we want? You approach somebody, you want to get something from him. You worship somebody, you serve somebody, it's because we want something. An employee serves his employer to get money, to get a position in the company. Disciple also approaches the spiritual master to get something. But the thing he has that you should want is Krishnananda. The ability to enjoy the association of Krishna. That is more valuable than all the money in the world. All the reputation and prestige in the world. Much more valuable. And the pure devotee has it. He has a connection with Krishna. He can share it with you. You can share in the opulences of the spiritual master. It doesn't mean that he'll give you money. Don't go to the spiritual master because you need money. That should be the last resort. Try to get if you need money, get it from somebody else. Don't ask your spiritual master for it. You need a wife. You need some arrangement made for you. Don't bother the spiritual master if you can avoid it. Because he has something much more valuable. Don't bother him for small things when what he can give you is your connection with Krishna. By his blessings, Krishna will accept you. That's the way it works. The spiritual master puts in a request that my disciple is very sincere. Please accept him. That request will go. And there's a bureaucracy. It goes up through the parampara. The guru's guru puts the request to his guru. But this bureaucracy is not corrupt. This bureaucracy works very fast and efficiently. No need to pay any bakshis. No need to bribe anybody or cheat or do any deceptive thing. Just do honest service. Get the blessings of your guru. And you get the blessings of the whole parampara and of Krishna. So Devahuti is now getting the blessings of her husband. In effect, her life is perfect. From this point on, everything is auspicious. We can also achieve that perfection just by satisfying the Vaishnavas. That's all we have to do. Hare Krishna. So are there any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. No? Okay. Thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.